Michelle Grattan joins us now from our Parliament House studio. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Patricia.
So we've just heard from Labor MP Anthony Byrne, who's of course the deputy chair of this powerful Security and Intelligence Committee. Interesting perspective there from him, essentially saying it's not, you know, the role of Simon Birmingham to set this criteria for who can speak. The government looks quite divided on this issue.
It does, and I think it's trying to find a way of curbing this debate in its own ranks and not doing it very successfully. I do agree with Anthony Byrne that it's a debate that Australia needs to have. I'm not sure that you can have it in quite the ordered way that Labor is calling for, because it's one of those things that there are very different views, and it's very much an evolving situation, and there are fresh developments and breakouts all the time. So it really is hard to structure, but it is an incredibly important debate about our strategic and defence future.
The government is announcing $3 billion in spending for special forces as part of this project, GRAFIN. It's over 20 years, though, which isn't a lot when you break it down. Is this more bark than bite?
I think so. My understanding is that this is not new money, but Scott Morrison's out at a military establishment today making an announcement. So I think it's really to highlight what is being done rather than something that's dramatically new. It's saying how this particular pot of money will be spent.
The government says this is about lifting their capacity to match American and British elite troops. Could we see an expanded role for the SAS overseas?
It depends, obviously, what engagements we have. But at the moment, of course, the military role that's being discussed is not an SAS one, but what we contribute to the protection of sea lanes in the Middle East, and that would be either naval or air power.
Let's just go to an announcement which was quietly put out on Friday night and, of course, I don't think really got the kind of coverage it deserves. The Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, put out an interesting directive on how the AFP should conduct itself during investigations involving journalists, essentially saying they should avoid targeting journalists, but he also had a message for those making referrals.
Yes, that's right. And this was put out very much at the so-called putting out the trash time, as you say, right at the end of Friday. But it's surprising it's got so little attention, given there was so much publicity around those raids of the journalist, News Corp journalist and the ABC. But what Peter Dutton has said is that when leaks are referred to the police, they should be on the basis of the hurt they can cause to national security. In other words, the government is restricting the area of leaks that would be sent to the police. Now, at the moment, any sort of leak appears to go almost automatically from departments and agencies to the police. And this is really putting a ring fence around the leaks. So I think this whole directive and that process proposal is, both of them are quite important in the media freedom debate. The timing is interesting, not just because the government put it out on Friday afternoon, but because it also comes before hearings this week from in that parliamentary inquiry into media freedom and national security by the Intelligence Committee that you were talking about before.
Michelle, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Patricia.
Michelle Grattan, political editor at The Conversation.